Welcome back to our Tri-Cities Hometown Story with Ty Haberling. What were your challenges in the early stages of building your firm? I mean, besides just the age thing, what was the day-to-day like? What was year one, two, and three like? Things like that.
Yeah, I think, well, it was long and slow. I mean, again, you know, that age thing was a barrier.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of small business people, I think they look back after, you know, 20, 30, 40 years of effort, and they realize those first 4 to 5 years were sort of the years where you really learned what you were doing. You learn what worked. And you know, others have talked about the 10,000 hours to, you know, to be able to really get good at what you do, you've got to have 10,000 hours. And you think about it, you work 2,000 hours a year, that takes about 5 years to get there,
yeah.
Right? So there wasn't anything magic about those first 5 years. It was just, you know, continually being there. I don't know what else I could add to that.
In your industry,
mm-hmm.
Do you feel like that was a better time to start an independent firm than, say, maybe like today?
Oh.
Or today there's all kinds of, I mean, there's competition not only locally, but there's competition on your cell phone.
Exactly. Yeah. No, I think I've had a lot of young people come up to me and say, hey, how did you do it? Well, had a lot of good things going, you know, stock prices were really low.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had a great run through, you know, the 80s and 90s. But the other part of it was that my CFP number is like 4523. And if there's people out there that are CFPs that might be listening to that, I'm certain their number's somewhere around the 60,000 number. So yeah, being early, there wasn't a lot of certified financial planners. Whereas today, my goodness sakes, you know, it's robo advice, or there's someone on every corner.
So further on down the road with mm-hmm. your company, what made you decide to rebrand your firm to Haberling Financial Group?
Yeah, that one wasn't too difficult. I wasn't excited about the first name, Haberling and Associates, because that could have been an engineering firm, a law mm-hmm. firm, you know, accounting firm. And so rebranding it to Haberling Financial Group pretty much shared, you know, with the market what we do. You know,
mm-hmm.
we're in finances. And so that was the reason behind that. As you're probably aware, you know, the branding's changed since then too. It's now HFG Trust, and
mm-hmm.
and that's to be able to reduce the whole mouthful
yeah.
of words in there.
Well, you bring that up, and, mm-hmm. and I want to talk about the next big step for HFG, which was merging with Community First Bank and in turn becoming HFG Trust. How did that all come together and why?
Yeah, this one's a longer answer. Sort of take you back that I started my practice in 1983, just to give you sort of a sense of time. In 96 or 97, thereabout, I was part of a small group that helped start a bank called Community First Bank. And so the first 12 years I was chairman of that. And that was a great learning time. And so roll the clock now forward to 2013 or 2014. And as my clients were aging, they were needing some services that the local marketplace just wasn't providing. And so they were needing some trustee services. And to provide corporate trusteeship, you need to become state or federally chartered. So in our prior life as a registered investment advisory firm, we were not allowed to be able to custody and be trustees.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's just the law, the way it is. So I decided, hey, I think it's time to add these services to take care of our clients. A couple of the board members at Community First Bank went over to Seattle with me when we wanted to visit with, you know, the state regulators.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point in time was sort of a choice. I either tried to do this on my own, or the bank was saying, why don't we partner on this? And that took about 18 months for me to be able to determine whether I wanted to partner. And because I'm a pretty independent thinking guy, and but I felt like it was probably the better choice to partner with the bank.
Be sure to tune in next Friday for the conclusion of our Tri-Cities Hometown Story with Ty Haberling.
You've been listening to Tri-Cities Hometown Story on News Radio 610 KONA with host Rob Ellsworth. Brought to you by your local Sun Pacific Energy Shell Sun Market stores.